McLaughlin, speaking from godsword.eprn.us at God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast. Today I will be speaking to you on the topic, Make the Most of Each Day. The scripture reading is taken from Psalms 90 in its entirety, as written in the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All your days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with the moon, with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, and they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servant. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hands. The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled "Don't Waste Your Life" by Lecrae.
Let's go. Don't waste your life, man. I know a lot of people that are scared to go die. Couple of them thinking they'll be living in the sky. While I'm here living, man, I gotta ask why. What am I here for? I gotta figure out. Waste my life, no, I gotta make it count. If Christ is real, then what am I gonna do about? Everything in Luke 12, 15, out of 21, you really gotta go and check it out. Paul said, if Christ ain't resurrected, we wasted our lives. But that implies that our life's built around Jesus being alive. Every day I live, I'm trying to show the world why. Christ is more than everything he'll ever try. Better than pretty women, sitting and living, and get a minute of any women, a minute you admire. It ain't no lie, we created for. Out of the dust, he made us for. Alexa said, he saved us for. Jesus comes and he breaks us for. Magnify the Father, our Father was something lesser. He made us so we could bless him. To the world, we confess him, resurrect him. So I know I got life. Matter of fact, better man, I know I got Christ. You don't see his ways in my days and my nights. You can hit my brakes, you will stop my lights. Man, I lost my rights, lost my life. Forget the money, cause it cost that ice. The cost is Christ. They can never offer me anything on the planet that will cost that price. Yeah. For Christ, you trying to figure out what to do with your life. You make a lot of money, hope you're doing it right. Because the money is God, you better steward it right and stay focused. You ain't got no ride, your life ain't wrapped up in what you drive. The clothes you wear, the job you work, the color your skin, now you're Christian first. People get to living for a job, make a little money, start living for a car. Get a wife, a house, kids, and a dog. When they retire, they're living high on the hog. But guess what? They didn't ever really live it all. To live is Christ, and that's Paul. I recall to die is gain, so for Christ, we give it all. He's the treasure you never find in a mall. See your money, your singleness, marriage, talent, your time. They will only you to show the world that Christ is divine. That's why it's Christ in my rhyme. That's why it's Christ all the time. See, my whole world is built around him. He's the life in my life. I refuse to waste my life. He's too true to chase that ice. Here's my gift of time, cause I'm constantly trying to be used to praise the Christ. If he's truly raised to life, then this news should change your life. If by his grace you can put your faith in a place that rules your days and nights. Yes.
Psalms is composed of 150 spiritual songs and poems, which have been used by the church in all ages in worship and devotional exercises. Biblical history denotes that the Book of Psalms was used as the hymn book of the Second Temple. There are two predominant themes of this particular book of poetry, and they are twofold: prayer and praise. The author of the Book of Psalms has been attributed to several biblical personalities. However, the author of Psalm 90 has been attributed to Moses. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, who is known as the man of God. In verses 1 and 2, Moses tells us that God has always been our home and he is infinite and eternal. We are mere mortals who God turns back to dust. We are finite. We are destined to expire or die. Our bodies decay and we return back to dust. It is clear that God is in charge of our lifespan. Moses reminds us that God is timeless. He is not limited by time. As time passes, we as humans, sometimes we become weary and discouraged. We slow down. We wear out physically and sometimes mentally. But come what may, God holds our future. He is not restricted by time. God is untiring. He doesn't wear out. And we can depend on him and his plan for us and his promises to us. It is the mortal ones, the human beings, who are limited to the rotation of finiteness when it comes to the subject of life. It is our sins that anger God. Our lives are like an open book to God. Even our most guarded secrets are known by him. Face it, there is no hiding place from God. Even though as sinful as we are, God still loves us. He wants to forgive us. Knowing that God is a forgiving God should be enough to cause one to repent, ask for forgiveness, and be drawn closer to your Creator. Do you realize that your days are numbered? Are you using your time wisely? Are you using your limited time for eternal good? Are you seeking wisdom on a daily basis? Take steps toward fulfilling God's purpose. Start taking those steps today. Pray and ask God, what is it that you should do? If you already know, stop being disobedient and do it. We see in Moses' prayer that the joy can return into your life even after you've endured bad situations, or difficult relationships. God can reconstruct your life. He can replace the bad years with good ones. Moses, your mother, big mama or grandmama, grandpa, daddy, and others have said, sing for joy and be glad all our days. Yes, sing for joy. The fact is, our days are numbered, and we want to make our work count. We want to be effective, efficient, and productive. So from now until eternity, we want to apply ourselves to loving one another, serving others, worshiping God, and following God. These things we want to do. Let's be clear about it. From this day till eternity, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let us not squander that which you have given us, such as our time or money, in foolishness or in a careless manner. Let us not confuse squandering with giving to others in need, because what we give to others from our hearts is called generosity. Let us not receive your grace, dear God, in vain, but rather let us embrace your unconditional love and grace and share it with the world. Let us live our lives with purpose, meaning, and accomplishing those things that you would have us to accomplish to bring joy to you. Let us be about sharing your word with others, sharing about your grace and tender mercies, sharing about your sons coming to this world, teaching repentance, spreading the good news of the gospel, and offering salvation and eternal life. Lord, we pray that you would fix our hearts so that we may do the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalms 90 by James Block. Thank you.
before the mountains were born, before the earth had its form, from the world that was before to the world that is to come, you are Elohim. For 1,000 years are just one of your days, but men are like grass, quickly wither away. So teach us to number our days, that a heart of wisdom we would gain. But years of trouble be turned to gladness, let your beauty be upon us, and in your anger remember mercy. Dust, and you've numbered our days. Teach us to number our days. Generations of
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. you and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.